Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg, Pro Tem Chair of the Pacifica National Board. I am convening this meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is Thursday, March 26, 2020, and the time now is 8:39 p.m. here on the East Coast, where I am. And I would like to ask our Pro Tem Secretary, Grace Aaron, to call the roll.
Okay. We are Grace Aaron, that's me. I'm a listener from KPFK. I'm here. Robin Collier, affiliate director from KCEI.
Present.
Okay. Chris Corey, listener from KPFA.
Here.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, listener from WPFW.
Present.
Okay. Lyndon Foley, listener from KPFT.
Present.
Good. Edmund, listener from KPFK.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray, listener from K. Can you give me the call letters, Heather?
I forgot. It's WRG affiliate.
WRG, RFG affiliate.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Here.
Thank
here.
You. Good. Sabrina Jacobs, a staff from KPFA.
Here.
Good. Wally James, staff from KPFT.
Here.
All right. Dwayne Lark, listener from KPFT.
Present.
Okay. Ron Pinchback, listener, staff from WPFW.
Here.
Okay. Ralph Pointer, listener from WBAI. All right. Sandra Rowland, listener from KPFT.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes, listener from KPFK.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes, staff from WBAI.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosen, listener from WPFW.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton, listener from WBAI.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, listener from WPFW. All right. Alex Steinberg, listener from WBAI.
Present.
Okay. Akio Tanaka, listener from KPFA.
Akio.
Good. Paulina Vasiliev, staff from KPFK.
Present.
All right. Tom Voorhees, listener from KPFA.
Here.
All right. So we have two people missing, I believe. Ralph Pointer, listener from WBAI, are you here? Okay. Nancy Sorden, listener from WPFW, are you here? All right, Mr. Chair, we have 20 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Before we go on, I would like to welcome the new members of the Pacifica National Board to this 2020 edition of the Pacifica National Board. This is actually our first 2020 Pacifica National Board meeting because, as you probably all know, we have been constrained by a court order that prevented us from seating the 2020 directors when they should have been seated back in January. So I would like to, before we go further, I would like to give each of the new 2020 directors 2 minutes to introduce themselves and say something about themselves. And let's begin with the...
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark, request.
What is your request, Mr. Lark?
Would you confirm that the IED and the parliamentarian on the line, and if you would ask all of the members who will not be speaking at the time to mute their phones.
Thank you, Mr. Lark. That is a very valid point. And is Lydia Brazon, are you on the call? Okay, apparently Lydia's not here yet. And Mr. Tatum, are you on the call?
Good evening, everyone. I am on the call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tatum. And yes, please, everyone mute them. So let's start from the West Coast stations. Let's start with the new directors from KPFK. Paulina, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. I'm Paulina Vasiliev. I am a staff representative. I co-host and co-produce a Spanish language show on KPFK. I'm very much glad to start to be part of this team and willing to work on several committees and looking forward to working with you all. I don't know what exactly folks might want to hear in these 2 minutes that I have. I probably only have a minute now, but do let me know if there's something else that you would like me to mention. Maybe perhaps my background. Yeah, I hold a PhD in linguistics from the University of California in Los Angeles. I am an educator, a professional interpreter, and I have experience in experimental phonetics and also statistics as relates to my field of study. I'm an activist and a producer on several different radio platforms, some online and also on KPFK FM. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. And let's move on now to KPFA. I think, Aki, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Aki Tanaka, and I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I was on the PND back in 2017. But, yeah, I was a secretary then, so I'm sort of back again. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Aki. Let's move on now to KPFT. We have two new directors from KPFT. Okay, let's start off with Lyndon. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Lyndon Foley, and I was on the LSB for just started being involved actually in the governance for the LSB about 18 months ago as the people drafted me onto it. And I became treasurer because I have a graduate degree in finance. And then I decided to run for PMB, and I'd like to help on the financial side. I mean, that's the one thing I have a little bit of expertise in.
Okay. Thank you, Lyndon. And Sandra, you're also from KPFT. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you. My name is Sandra Rollins. This is my third term on the Pacifica National Board. I served in 2007 and 2009. I'm very much interested in helping with the financial aspects of how to save the foundation. And I previously served as the chair of the Personnel Committee. And I hope that we can all be very productive. I'm looking forward to working with everybody to do something positive for KPFP and for the Pacifica Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay, let's move on to WPFW. I don't know if Vanessa is on the call yet. She sent us a note that she might be late because of another commitment. Vanessa, are you on the call?
Well, but by some miracle, the other commitment ended early, thank goodness, so there was no conflict. So I am here. I am Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, and I'm a listener representative from WPFW. I previously served on the LSB several years ago, served on various committees. I currently work as a labor union representative and have done so for about the past 20 years. Also been a healthcare activist. I was formerly a musician. So I come, you know, at this from several perspectives, and I look forward to working with everyone. Hello? Alex? Alex?
Dwayne, do you want to take over? Alex has either muted himself or he's lost his connection.
Very well. I believe we're moving from the west to any new members coming toward the east. That would be WPFW, I believe.
I think the last person left is Heather Gray, who's an affiliate director from WRFG.
Yes, this is Heather. Yes, I'm with WRFG Radio Free Georgia. I need to say that WRFG was really fashioned after WBAI in the early 1970s. So, and I served on the Pacifica board a few years ago. My work has been, I also have a radio show, had a radio show called Just Peace since on WRFG since 1991. I focus on civil rights issues. I used to work for Coretta King. I directed the nonviolent program for her in the 1980s, but most of my work has been in cooperative economic development with black farmers across the South. And I'm a writer. That's it, basically. And I'm also just really, really thrilled to be on the Pacifica board again, and look forward to just moving ahead in whatever it is we're going to do. And I want to congratulate everyone for their great work in the past few months. So thank you.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I ask a question?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Are you going to give the returning directors an intro opportunity?
Hello. No, we don't have time. This is Alex. I'm sorry I got knocked off the call a couple of minutes ago. I was just trying to get back on.
Okay, we're finished.
Where are we?
Alex,
everybody.
We're finished.
Yeah.
We're finished with the introductions for the new PNB directors.
Oh, good. Okay. So let's go on and complete the housekeeping part of the agenda. The first item is nomination and election of a chair pro tem.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Point of information.
Yes, Lawrence.
Don't you think that the returning directors should introduce themselves to new directors?
I'd love to, but if we do that, we will easily eat up an hour. And I'd really rather not do that.
Why don't you just run through the names?
Mr. Chair, I have a suggestion.
Hold on. It's really this is really just a kind of a housekeeping thing. It's not strictly speaking part of our agenda. So I'm going to interpret this very loosely. Can we just sort of take a feeling of the consensus of the board? If the majority of the board thinks that's a good idea, we can do it.
Well, can I make my suggestion first?
What is your suggestion, Mr. Lux?
My suggestion is, since we do have listeners across the nation, I think it's fair to believe that they're not familiar with us as we are familiar with them, even though we are coming back. And those who want to say something, I would choose not to. This is Dwayne Lark speaking. But we can use 18 minutes, one person per minute. We only have 18 members, 17 members to go. I think the 17 minutes will be well spent. One person per minute.
Well, actually, that sounds like a pretty reasonable suggestion. Does anybody disagree? All right. So
Could you please repeat that? I just want to make sure I understood.
We're going to have each member who is recurring, who's coming back for the sake of listeners and the new members, 1 minute to introduce yourself for whatever you want to say, including your name and what station you represent.
Okay. So let's do that. We'll follow the same formula we just followed for introducing the new directors. And let's start with KPFK. Anybody in KPFK who wants to introduce themselves, go ahead.
This is Grace Aaron. I'm a listener from KPFK. I've served on the national board several times. I've been the interim executive director twice or three times, I don't remember, and also been the chair of the national board in the past. That's all.
My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm a social worker. I serve as IED for about a couple of weeks and pro temp chair. I'm a former member of the Young Lords Party, and I'm a child of the Black Panther Breakfast Program. And I am interested in the idea of the task force addressing the pandemic. Thank you, and welcome aboard.
Okay. We have one other director from KPFK, Ms. Goodman. Are you here? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Jan Goodman. I'm involved in many, many things. In my off hours, I'm a lawyer, and I've been on in governance at KPFK off and on. This will be my sixth year in a row, so it will be my last year on, the local station board, et cetera. And I look forward to trying to resolve our financial problems so we can move forward.
Okay, thank you. Now let's move on to KPFA. Who would like to start off? Tom Voorhees, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Tom Voorhees. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I've been on this board, was it the third year, I think. I work primarily with affiliate stations as a transmitter engineer, primarily doing transmitter repairs and doing things like upping power and so forth. That'll do it for me.
Okay. Chris Corey, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Chris Corey. I'm on the National Finance Committee, and I'm looking forward to doing yeoman's work on that committee this year. I've been a member of the PMB for 2 years now, I guess. I was seated in 2018, and this is my second consecutive term, so I guess I'm going to term out after this. And, that should just about cover it.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Sabrina Jacobs. I'm a staff representative at KPFA. I host and produce two radio shows, one of which has just changed its focus to the climate crisis because we barely have any of that on our airwaves. I have a degree in radio with emphasis in media writing and radio from San Francisco State. And this is my last year on the PNB after serving 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on to KPFT. And the returning directors from there are Wally James and Dwayne Lart. Wally, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Wally James, and I want to welcome all the new members. I'm a programmer at KPFT, a longtime volunteer, and I really hope that we can get a lot accomplished this year.
Thank you, Wally. Dwayne, would you like to introduce yourself?
I said I would pass for the sake of time. We've got a minute left at the end of our meeting. I'll introduce myself, but you can Google me. First 7-8 pages will give you my resume.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to WPFW. We have returning directors Eileen
Rosin, Nancy Sorden, and Ron Pinchbeck. Eileen, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I was on mute. Yeah, I've been on the PFW local station board for, I don't know, I've lost track, 2 or 3 years, I guess, and on a few committees there. I just came onto the PNB this past year. I guess we were seated in April or May. I've been on the audit committee for a few years, and at the moment I've been the chair of it for a little over a year, or a year and a half. My background, I've got a degree in international development management. I've been working mostly in nonprofits, nonprofit management for a while. And those are some of the skills I bring to Pacifica, trying to help with some of those items and working closely with the auditors and with the CPAs, our CPA firm. Thanks. That's it.
Thank you, Nancy. Is Nancy on the call?
This is Eileen.
I meant Eileen.
Thank you.
Is Nancy on the call? Okay, she's not on the call. Okay, Ron, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay, sure. I'm Ron Pinchbeck, former general manager, former program director at WPFW, been associated with the original version of a local station board in its infancy, currently serving on the PNB. Want to move the stations and the network forward. Got some big challenges, and looking forward to working with everybody to make those things happen.
Okay, well, that leaves WBAI, which has all the directors there, returning directors. So let's start with our staff representative, Sean Rhodes. Sean?
I'm Sean Rhodes, staff director at WBAI. I co-host and engineer a program called the Midnight Ravers, and I'm one of the few paid board operators at the station. Thank you.
Can I just ask for everybody to please mute themselves? You can hear there's a lot of background noise coming through. Thank you. Okay, next, James Sagerton. James, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is James Sagerton. I have been about 7 years on the WBAI Finance Committee, also a volunteer at the station. This is my fourth year as a listener representative on the LSB. I'm in my second year on the PNB, where I've served on several committees, including audit and finance. I have a law degree from Rutgers University, the People's Electric Law School of Newark, New Jersey, where I studied under Arthur Conoy, who was my mentor, a great civil rights attorney. I used my law degree to teach English at the Essex County College in Newark, where I tutored veterans and remedial students who needed extra work before they could actually pass an entrance test to start their official work. And while I was at Rutgers under Arthur Conoy, I worked with John Conyers, Congressman Conyers, and his work on his committee studying the targeting, focusing on the targeting of black elected officials by the FBI.
Thank you, James. Can I ask again for everyone to please mute themselves? We're getting a lot of background noise. Still hearing it. The ability to mute everyone at this point? Eileen, are you able to do that?
Let me see if it's the same link. I assumed it wasn't. I'll check. Okay.
Let's just wait a minute. Yeah. We're picking up some...
No. Conductor for. Mm-hmm.
really sound like somebody's sleeping, but it's not as annoying as the dishes are, so we should move forward.
Okay, let's just move on then. Ralph Pointer, are you on the call? Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I am. Ralph Pointer. I'll give you my worker credentials. I joined the AFL-CIO 1952, U.S. Steel. Founding member of the United Federation of Teachers, 1962. Chairman of the Inmates Improvement Council on Rikers Island, the takeover, 1969. Private investigator for 30 years. Criminal cases as well as the outstanding political cases. Lynn Stewart, Bill Consular's head investigator for many years. Lynn Stewart, Defense Committee, New Abolitionist Movement activist for many, many years, and I could go on, but I hope to make an imprint on this committee to improve BAI. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Okay, so I guess it's my turn. I'm Alex Steinberg. I've been involved in Pacifica governance since the first LSB and at WBAI, which was back in 2003-2004. I was on the PNB from I think 2010 to 2012, and then I returned to the PNB in 2016. Although I was not able to participate at PNB meetings in 2016. I have participated since 2017, and most recently I've been the chair of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm a former chair of the National Finance Committee, and have been a member of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. In my non-Pacifica life, I am an educator and an author, and I specialize in philosophy and physics, actually. And that's my CV. And let's move on now with the
Robin Collier. You're missing Robin Collier.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Okay.
I do apologize. Mr. Collier, please.
Okay, I'm Robin Collier from KCI in Taos, New Mexico, one of the representatives of affiliates. I've been producing radio for 18 years in Taos and completely set up from scratch a new radio station 3 years ago. My main role is to hopefully represent the 220 affiliates. I'm also chair of the newly formed Association of Affiliates. So my goal is to work to make the affiliates more successful and a bigger part of Pacifica.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. Okay, so let's move on with the next
Alex,
item.
Alex, can I just say just one thing? It's Arthur Schwartz, just so people know I'm counsel.
I'm sorry, Arthur. I didn't know you were
on. Just so people know, I'm counsel. I've been counsel since November, and I also produce a show on WBAI. I won't get much more into it than that.
Well,
welcome,
while
everybody.
We're doing that. Thank you, Arthur. Maybe we should hear from our parliamentarian and our interim executive director as well. Mr. Tatum, would you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is John Tatum, and I've been a professional parliamentarian coming on 30 years. And I came on the board by way of the LSB in Washington, D.C. I started there in 2016 at the invitation of Nancy Sorten. And I really like working with that LSB. And then when I found out about the national board, and Nancy said they could possibly use the benefits of the parliamentarian, I said, I'm all in. And so that's a total of 4 years that I've been with Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Lydia, are you on the call? Can you introduce yourself? No. Grace, could you call Lydia? Maybe she doesn't have the number or something.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Will do.
Okay. So let me move on. The next item on this housekeeping part of our agenda is the nomination and election of a chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
James? I'd like to nominate Alex Steinberg.
Okay, thank you. I accept. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no other nominations, Alex Steinberg is pro tem chair for this session. Next item is the nomination election of a vice chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations for vice chair pro tem?
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Dwayne Lott for vice chair pro tem.
Thank you. Mr. Lark, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no other nominations, Mr. Lark is the vice chair pro tem for this session. Next item is the nomination election of the secretary pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
Dwayne Lark.
And Dwayne, yes. Okay. It was hard to hear you, but I did hear you say you nominating Grace Aaron. Ms. Aaron, do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you. Do we have any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no other nominations, Grace Aaron is the secretary pro tem for this session. Next item is excused absences. Have there been any requests for an excused absence? Okay. I'm not aware of any. Is anybody else aware of any? Okay. Well, we still have, I believe there are two directors who are not present as of yet. But, okay. Next item is timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be the timekeeper for the topic items on the agenda? Do we have any volunteers? Lawrence, would you like to do the honor?
Yes, Chair. Chair Paulina, may I recognize?
Paulina, would you like to be the timekeeper for the topic part of the agenda?
Sure.
Okay, and we also need a timekeeper for the speaker's part. And generally, we have a 90-second time limit on speakers, unless we decide otherwise. But that's our default. Who would like to be a volunteer for that?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, would you like to volunteer?
Yes, I'll do it.
Okay, you can give people a 15-second warning. Okay. The next item is I want to announce the results of the referendum we recently had on the bylaws rewrite. The results were, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but essentially the percentages were the staff vote was 65% no and 35% yes, and the listener vote was at 66% no and a 34% Yes, and there was something like 9,600 and something total people voting in this referendum, and the turnout was quite high, certainly compared to turnouts during previous elections. So that more or less disposes of this chapter in Pacifica history, and let's move on. Whatever side you were on in that referendum, let's move on for the benefit of Pacifica and fulfilling the vision and the potential of this great foundation. Okay, the next item, I want to announce that I am hoping that the APFT PNB directors will ensure that the PNB resolution of March 5th, 2020, that Robert Gardner be seated on the KPFT local station board, be implemented by the KPFT LSB. And the next, that was just an announcement. Let's move on. The next item is the actual approval of the agenda. And let me just read the outline of the agenda for the benefit of those who are listening. This is item number 2, is agenda approval. Item number 3 is approval of minutes. Item number 4 is nominations for permanent PNB officers for 2020 and approval of the voting process. That's a 15-minute item. Item number 5 is a motion to enforce PNB resolution to seat Robert Gardner on the KPFT LSB. Item number 6, we have 2 number 5s here, but I guess that should be number 6, is the IED report and questions and answers. That's a 25-minute item. There are subcategories in that report, which I can read before the IED gives that report. Item number 7 is the opening up of the nominations for director representatives to the national board committees. Item number 8 is motion to renew ad hoc committees, personnel development strategic planning committee. Item number 9 is set dates for regular PNB meetings for the rest of the year. Item number 10 is a motion on the coronavirus task force. And item number 11 is to adjourn. And there will be a closed session following the open session. I am aware that there was an addition to the agenda that we didn't have time to put into the draft from the National Finance Committee, so that can be dealt with as an amendment to the draft agenda. But for now, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair, question from the timekeeper.
Yes.
The agenda that I have in front of me only has 10 items, with the number 10 being adjourned. I believe I'm missing one item that's already on the agenda. Can somebody forward updated agenda to me so I can keep time accordingly?
The version I'm looking at has 2 items called number 5.
So oh, yes, you're right. I'm looking at the same one. Thank you.
So if you make the second number 5.
I'll second the approving the agenda.
Good. Okay. Could I get somebody to send me the agenda?
Who is this?
This is Lyndon Foley.
Okay. Yeah. Please identify yourself.
Lyndon, I sent it to you twice. I'll send it to you again. I can send it to you.
Well, I don't have it.
Okay. I don't want to state your email address on a public
stream, so I'll try again. Otherwise, perhaps somebody else from KPFG who may have a better email address for you can forward it to you. But I will send it to you, and you let me
Thank
know
you.
If you get it.
Thank you.
Okay, we actually still need a motion to approve the agenda.
Paulina did that. She seconded.
She seconded.
So moved, James.
She seconded.
So moved.
Okay, so James, you're seconding. Paulina, you're making the motion. Paulina, you're seconding. Is that correct?
I'm seconding. Correct.
Grace, I just want to let Grace know I forwarded the agenda to Lyndon, so if she hasn't done it, he should check his
okay.
email momentarily.
I do, and Alex, I'd like you to know that I do have the agenda to hand. So.
Okay. Okay. So the floor is open for discussion and motions on the agenda. Who would like to be recognized?
Mr. Chair, this is Chris Corey. I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Chris.
I'd like to place the motion to from the NFC that was sent about an hour ago onto the agenda, if possible. I'm not sure what placement to use because of the sequencing of this. It, probably just after or just before the IED report would be the best place.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Oh, hi, Lydia. Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Before we go further, Lydia, since everybody's introduced themselves this evening, would you like to introduce yourself now? You have a minute or two if you want to do that.
Oh, okay. Just that I'm Lydia Berzon, and I am the current interim executive director and have served on the local and Pacifica National Board a number of times over the years and served as IED from October of 2015 till February of 2017. But may I also ask Chris to send me that item because I am not on, everyone should know, I'm not on the PMB list and shouldn't be. So you have to remember to copy me if you want me to see something at ed@pacifica.org.
Sure, Lydia, I'll send that to you.
Thank you.
Paulina, with a request for information?
What is your request for information, Paulina?
I'm not on the PNB list yet, as far as I know. If somebody can also, if Mr. Corey can copy me as well with the request to include the agenda item, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, I don't have access to that email address, so.
Well, Chris, if you send it to me, I'll forward it to Paulina.
Okay.
Okay. As far as
it
I know,
I would like to be recognized.
All the new directors should have been added to the PNB list. If not, we'll fix that. Lawrence, what would you? Hold on.
Yes,
We have to dispose of this amendment first.
Let me know when. Thank you.
Chris, where would you like to put that, before the IED report or after the IED report?
Since Lydia's present, she may wish to comment on it, so I think before her presentation would be good, and 10 minutes would be adequate for that.
Okay, so let's call that 5A. do we have a sec? Well, it's coming from a committee, so it doesn't really need a second. So we'll just add it to that. And, although, if anybody wants to object as to where that belongs on the agenda, you may. okay, I don't see any objections. So, Lawrence, I think you wanted to speak.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Obviously, and I think all of us received the correspondence from the WBAI LSB in regards to a motion that they submitted. When would that be appropriate to address?
Which motion are you referring to?
In regards to rental payments for subcarriers? the billing and the receipt by the national office. This is a motion that was sent by the WBI LSP, and it was submitted by the treasurer, Kevin McIntyre.
Okay.
The secretary, let me see.
Excuse me.
Too.
Yeah, Carolyn is actually the chair of the WBI LSP. I do vaguely remember this motion, but can you send us the text for that motion, and we can figure out where to add it to the agenda?
James, with a point of information.
It's on its way, unless somebody from BAI wants to send it.
Okay. James, what is your point of information?
I just wanted you to know that that came from the Finance Committee and was probably submitted initially to the LSB by R. Paul, and I don't know who forwarded it to the PNB. It was probably done by Carolyn McIntyre as the chair of the LSB.
Was it what that came from the National Finance Committee, you're saying?
It came from the WBAI Finance Committee.
Did it come from the WBAI Local Station Board?
It went from the Finance Committee to the board and then on.
It was approved by the Local Station Board, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. So I'm sending it unless James wants to send it.
No. I don't have a way to do that at the moment.
I'll send it.
So where would you like to add this motion?
Hold on. Let me I just left the window that I had the agenda on. Can you come back to me, please? This way I don't take up time.
Okay, sure. In the meantime, who else would like to be recognized? Okay.
The parliamentarian
would still be good.
Like to recognize.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. Even though these motions are coming from committees, and normally they would not need seconds, but since we're amending the agenda, is the reason why they do need seconds in this case.
That's actually you're right. You're absolutely right. So. We need a second on the on Chris Corey's motion. On
Robin,
Chris Corey's
second.
Amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay, I heard Robin first, so
fine.
Robin is the seconder of record, if that's actually English.
Alex would like to be recognized.
Okay, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
so I would suggest. And this is not etched in stone. I would suggest that this be put at the bottom of Section 5 on the agenda, which will be it will become 5F.
5F.
Yeah, the E is at
6 under the new numbers.
No, that's still. You're right. It's 6 under the new number. 6F. Okay. WBAI motion. I think it sounds to me like that motion should be referred to the National Finance Committee, but we can deal with that when we get to it.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? It's Paulina, the timekeeper.
Yes, Paulina.
We've spent about 6.5 minutes on the item for agenda approval. I understand that it has been approved and now is being amended. Is that correct? But it's been 6.5 minutes, so I just want to make sure that I'm doing my job as far as timekeeping.
It has not yet been approved. We're in the process of discussing it. And
okay, so we're past the time. Should there be a motion to extend it? It's been 6.5 minutes.
Only if there's, we may not need it. If there's no further amendments, we can simply bring everything to a vote. Does anybody wish to bring any further amendments? If so, we need to extend the time for this item. Okay.
Jan Goodman.
Jan
Goodman.
Jan, are you asking for an extension of time?
No, I'm asking to maybe, but to put on the agenda looking for a executive director.
Okay. Well, we need an extension of time then. Do you want to?
This is great. We're request for information.
What is your request for information?
I believe that we took up this item of starting a search for an executive, permanent executive director, in a prior PNB meeting, and this is referred to the personnel committee because it's the duty of the personnel committee to begin to do a search. I think it was approved in the past, and it's up to the personnel committee to meet and to put forward the logistics for that.
Okay.
I believe, and also that would more properly come on the agenda for in the next meeting, which is a regular meeting, because I don't believe it was noticed for this meeting.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
We're out of time, unless this is germane to this particular issue.
Yes, it is, Chair. I think it is. I like to think that request at this time is not in order, because we have yet to populate the committees, and one of the committees is a personnel committee.
Okay. Let's take that, Ms. Goodman. Do you object to us deferring this issue until we have a personnel committee in place?
I think if it's already been taken up in the past, I would like to think that it has been, and that if the secretary believes it has been, then we can. I don't have to do anything further. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on then. Okay, so we need to vote on the on the two amendments on the floor. The first is the amendment introduced by Lawrence Reyes to add an item about a WBAI motion to the agenda. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay, seeing no objections, then that item is added to the agenda. The second item is the amendment by Chris Corey to introduce a motion on from the National Finance Committee prior to the report from the interim executive director. Are there any objections to that?
Did you call me?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, bye.
Please mute yourselves if you're not speaking. Okay, I don't hear any objections, so that's added to the agenda. And finally, we need to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing no objections, the agenda as amended is approved. And let's move on. Next item is the approval of minutes. We have minutes from the open session from March 5th, 2020. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes, or are there any corrections to those minutes? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes. This is Chris Corey.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second, James.
Okay. As per past procedure, we are approving minutes with the understanding that corrections may be offered either now or any time in the future. Let's move on to the next item. And this is a 15-minute item, nominations for permanent PNB officers for 2020. Let's begin with nominations for the we won't actually be holding the election for the officers now, because this is supposed to be a secret ballot. and we're not really able to do that at a telephone conference, but we do have a procedure in place for having a secret ballot done through an email election, and we'll have a motion for that as part of this procedure. And let me read the motion before we go any further. Motion to establish voting process for elections of PNB officers and director representatives to PNB national committees. Voting for the following election shall be by instant runoff voting to elect one director for each position in accordance with prior and current board policies and practices. Chair of the Pacifica National Board, Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and Secretary of the Pacifica National Board, as well as one director from each station for each of the following committees: Finance, Audit, Coordinating, Personnel, Programming, Strategic Planning, Development, Elections, and Governance. The election for PNB offices will be held separately from the election for one director from each station to serve on PNB committees. The timeline below is for the election for offices. The timeline for committee elections will be determined at our next PNB meeting. The current secretary pro tem shall email ballots for the election of PNB officers and voting instructions to the PNB directors before midnight Eastern time on March 27, 2020, as tomorrow. The ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to Michael Novick, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern time on March 30th, 2020. The teller and secondary ballot recipient shall tabulate the ballots in a public tally via web stream conference call no earlier than April 1st, 2020, and shall notice how the tally can be viewed in advance. Election results shall be reported by the teller to the PNB via email before midnight Eastern time on the date of the public tallies. Email of Wednesday, March 25th, from Terry Goodman to the PNB secretary about the change of election procedure, and then there follows an email from Mr. Goodman explaining the new procedure, and we've obviously made some modifications to past practice because of the pandemic we're all facing, so that we cannot literally have a public viewing of the ballot results, but we can have a virtual public viewing. And since we have the technology to do that, so I won't read the whole thing, but that's basically what it says. So that's the.
Chair,
I think,
this is Lawrence.
I think before we proceed, we have to have the. I just introduced the motion. And I'd like somebody to second that motion. And once we approve of this process, then we could continue with nominations. And somebody,
Chair, I'd like to be recognized. I could be recognized on the amendment.
Yeah, we need a second for the motion first. Would somebody please second this motion?
Second. Grace seconds.
Okay. Lawrence, you'd like to be recognized for an amendment? Go ahead.
Yes, Chair. Thank you so much. So I'd like to, I'd like for the Chair and the Secretary and the Vice Chair to send out descriptions of these committees, of these national committees, to the directors. Can you facilitate that without me having to insert the amendment into the motion?
We could certainly provide information about each of these committees. I don't think we need them in a motion.
No, but it's just not the process
I was concerned since the process was being thought of
we're not actually going to get to the committees until the next meeting. We're only doing the PNB officers at this meeting. We'll follow this procedure for both elections.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Secretary? Thank you. Yes, Ms. Aaron.
Okay, first of all, there is an item on the agenda tonight. It would be, item 7, open up nominations for director representatives to national committees. And within that item, it says committee chairs or members explain the committees. And then I listed as on the agenda all of the committees. So there will be later in this meeting an explanation of each committee. Also, I would like to make a very small amendment to this protocol that we're going to vote on, suggested by Terry Goodman. And that is, he suggested that we may not do the count, the ballot count, but we may only have audio for the ballot count, but we may do it over Zoom. It hasn't been decided yet. So I'd like to just insert the words next to the last sentence. The teller and secretary ballot recipient shall tabulate the ballots in a public tally via web-streamed conference call no earlier than April 1st, 2020, and shall notice how the tally can be, and then I'd like to add there, heard or, and then it would be heard or viewed in advance. So just in case we're not able to do it with video, I'd like to insert that the words heard or, in case it can just be audio.
Okay. Does that have a second? Does this amendment have a second?
Sean will second.
Okay. Are there any objections to that amendment to this protocol? Okay. Seeing no objections, this amendment is now part of the what's up for discussion. So are there any objections to the protocol for the election as has just been amended? Seeing no objections, the protocol as amended is hereby adopted. And let's now move on with nominations for the offices for this election. I think it's good that we adopted the protocol before we had any nominations, by the way. Let's begin with nominations for the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board.
This is Sean.
Sean.
I nominate Grace Aaron.
Secretary, okay. Do you accept Ms. Aaron?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Going once, going twice. Okay. No other nominations. Mr. Tatum, I want to ask your opinion here. Since it appears that there is no contest in this election, do we actually have to go through the procedure of holding the election?
Yes, you do, because you just voted on it.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you. I think it would be bordering disenfranchisement to not have the secret ballot, because there may be others who might want to write in. It keeps the write-in option on board.
Okay, that's a valid point. Yeah, glad you brought that up. All right, then. Anyway, those are the nominations. There is an option to write in a nomination. It doesn't go against the protocol, I believe. So. So we're going to have proceed with the election then. So the next item is the nomination for the vice chair pro tem, not pro tem, vice chair. Excuse me, I'm too used to these pro tem elections. Do we have a nomination for the vice chair?
James.
James?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Dwayne Lark.
Mr. Lark, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
This is Wally James. I would like
Wally
to nominate Chris Corey.
Okay.
Chris Corey.
Chris, do you accept the nomination?
This is for vice chair?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I really don't want to be the primary person, but yes, I would be willing to be vice chair. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Paulina.
Paulina?
Actually, I withdraw my request.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations for the vice chair? Okay. Seeing no further nominations, the ballot will have Dwayne Lark and Chris Corey in the election for the vice chair. The next item is the nomination of the chair of the Pacifica National Board. Do we have any nominations?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Jan?
I'd like to nominate Nancy Sorden.
Okay, Nancy, are you on the call? Do you accept? Okay, she's not on the call. We could list her on the ballot anyway, even if she's not on the call to accept. But I'm just letting you know that she's not on the call and has not accepted.
Chair, I'll point a parliamentary inquiry.
What is your point of parliamentary inquiry?
I just wanted to ask the parliamentarian if the nominations could be made in proxy.
If nominations could be made in can you explain what you mean by that? I don't understand what that
means.
Yeah,
that Nancy Sorden is not here to accept. And so we don't really know her desires, whether she wants to accept chair, the chairpersonship. So I wanted to ask if that's parliamentary feasible.
Mr. Tatum, could you respond to that?
Yes, I can. A person that's nominated does not have to be at the meeting where they are nominated. So, yes, she could be nominated. When you get to the point of her either accepting or declining, you would certainly get that information before you actually made out the ballot. If she accepts, her name will be on the ballot. If she declines, she would be removed from the ballot. But to answer your question directly, a person need not have to be at the meeting in order to be nominated.
Okay, so then...
Thank you, Parliamentary.
So I interpret that to mean that before the Secretary sends out the ballots tomorrow, she will inquire of Ms. Sorden whether she accepts or declines the nomination, and depending on how she responds, her name will either be on the ballot or not be on the ballot.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other nominations for the chair of the Pacifica National Board?
Chair, if you want, I'd like to... Go ahead.
Grace, I would like to nominate Alex Steinberg for the position of chair.
I accept. Do we have any other nominations for chair of the Pacifica National Board?
This is Lyndon.
Yes.
Lyndon?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs.
Sabrina Jacobs. Okay. Ms. Jacobs, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
Yes. First, as your timekeeper, I'd like to let you know that time is up for this agenda item, but also I would like to nominate Lauren Reyes.
Okay. Lawrence, do you accept?
I appreciate it, but I respectfully decline.
Okay. So we have essentially three nominees for the chair position. That's myself, Alex Steinberg, Sabrina Jacobs, and Nancy Sorden. And we will have to determine whether Ms. Sorden has accepted or declined the nomination before we send out the ballots. And that pretty much that's it for this item. Are there any other nominations for this position? I can't imagine there would be, but okay. Then this item is complete.
Mr. Steinberg, Jan Goodman,
Ms. Goodman?
Yes, I just want to make sure that this is an election and that will be single transferable vote election.
It's an instant run of it's an IRV election actually, because there's only one position involved.
Oh, okay, whatever. But it's ranked voting. Correct.
It's all our elections have to be according to our bylaws, and it even says so in the protocol.
Well, we just passed a selection instead of an election, so I want to make sure that this is considered an election that we would have. Okay, thank you.
I don't know what you mean by that, but let's just move on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy here.
Welcome. Oh,
hi, Nancy, I'm sorry. I've been listening. I'm sorry. I forgot to announce myself.
Okay. Then we need to know if you are accepting or declining your nomination to be the chair of the Pacifica National Board.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, though.
Okay. Then that's that. Nancy, we... before we move on, everybody introduced themselves tonight, and since you came in late, maybe you'd like to use 1 minute or 1 minute and a half to quickly introduce yourself.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome, new directors. I'm from WPFW, Washington, D.C., and this is my sixth year. I believe it's my sixth year on the LSB. And been through quite a bit with Pacifica, and proud to be part of the years where we got a lot of the financial stuff straightened out and learned how long it really takes to turn things around. And but I think we've been going forward over the last 3 years and on very positive notes, and hopefully we'll be getting to that point where we... where we want to be stable financially and otherwise, and look forward to working with you all again this year.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. The next item on our agenda is a motion to enforce a PNB resolution regarding the seating of Robert Gardner on the KPFT LSB. This is a motion coming from jointly from the myself, Grace Aaron, and Dwayne Lark. Since this directly involves Mr. Lark's station, perhaps Mr. Lark would like to read this motion.
I'll be glad to.